Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It continues. Stratford Film Festival, Megan Smith-Harris is here. Megan, we are off and running with this film festival. It's been great.
Well, we've been thrilled. After three sold-out screenings on our opening weekend, we then did two wonderful sold-out screenings at the Bruce Hotel. I'm not sure if you knew about that, of It's a Wonderful Life. And because they sold out so quickly, we decided to add a third screening and make it a community screening so that everyone could see this classic film by Frank Capra on the big screen. And that will be happening on Saturday, December 21st at 8 p.m.
Fantastic. How much fun is this? Again, you know, it's Christmas time. It's a Wonderful Life, a perennial favorite. And this, is this the colorized version, do I understand?
It is. And a lot of people think colorization, they are like, oh, I'm not so sure. But this is very tastefully done, and it really looks vintage. You know, it looks authentic, and I think people will like it. And again, it's on a big screen. Most of us have seen it on a small screen, you know, our tiny televisions over the years, and now bigger. But this is on a really big screen at Stratford City Hall, and we're doing this as a community outreach event to benefit three local social service groups who are really deserving of some help. The themes of the film are not only about the holidays and family, but they also deal with tough issues, which was, you know, 80 years ago. That was pretty unusual in films. Mm-hmm. And it deals with people having financial troubles, not being able to pay their mortgage, you know, food insecurity and depression and other tough subjects. And so the film deals with these in a very compelling way. And we thought, what better time over the holidays to show a film that's set in a small community that deals with a lot of the themes our community is facing, and find a way for people to all pitch in and help.
Absolutely. So again, you can make plans to attend. It's going to be at Stratford City Hall Auditorium. It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen. That is amazing. That's amazing. And we've got more coming up. What else would you like to spotlight? We've got more films on the way, that sort of thing?
Yes, we do. We have something called Cool Shorts for the Holidays. We have eight different screenings. That's between December 20th and 22nd. You can find all the times and reserve tickets online. It's a pay-what-you-can event, all eight of them. We're doing this in tandem with Lights on Stratford, which has an amazing light show down. If you haven't been down to City Hall yet, please go and check it out. It's incredible. And then once you're a little bit chilly and need to warm up, just come right on inside. And we have screenings at 4, 6, and 8. And you will be able to see some really fun, an eclectic assortment of shorts from around the world. We've got drama, comedy, dance, documentary, animation. There's three Canadian shorts. There's one from Germany, from the U.S. and the U.K. And we even have Helena Bonham Carter is voicing a polar bear character in the Arctic, and it's very clever. It's called Poles Apart.
I love it. It sounds great. There's so much happening with the Stratford Film Festival. Have you been overwhelmed by the response so far? Like, this has been great.
Well, overwhelmed in a great way.
Yeah, like, very positive
it's
way.
It's exceeded our expectations. We realized that there really is a need for this and a desire among the community for some great films. We have so many wonderful films planned for the future. I can't tell you about them now. But come in and check out, and don't think that we only show shorts. We're just doing shorts for the holidays and to introduce ourselves, to give you kind of a survey course of the kinds of material you can expect to see. We're always going to have something for everyone. And I want to emphasize that the cool shorts for the holidays are adult friendly. So it doesn't mean they have adult themes. You can bring your kids. It's appropriate for children 8 and up, but you're not going to be rolling your eyes or thinking, why did I come here? I really want to go and go home and, you know, have a drink. These are for the whole family, and they're fun and interesting. There's a wonderful short documentary called Rocket Boy about a man reflecting on his inspiration and how awesome it was when Apollo 11 took off. And, you know, it's hard for us to realize that today because so many fantastic things happen, but he really takes you back. And we also have funny ones. Super 8 Days is hilarious about these Super 8 films made in the 70s that the filmmaker found and rediscovered and added voices and sound effects to just for fun for his family. And then he put them on YouTube, and they just took off. Mm. And they're a huge, huge hit. Very, very funny. And then there's some other serious and uplifting subjects as well.
Fantastic. Lots happening, but lots more to come with Stratford Film Festival. What's the best way to keep up to date with what's coming up?
Well, I am constantly updating the website, so you can check it out. It's stratfordfilmfestival.com. You can go to the events tab, and then there's a drop-down menu that says program lineup, so you can see exactly what's there. There is on our Facebook page and Instagram page, we have posted a quick promo of the shorts that are coming up, so you can get kind of a visual idea. You can also write to me if you have any questions. I'm Megan@StratfordFilmFestival.com, or there's a contact page right on the website. We try to be very nimble about responding to you. So reserve your tickets. Again, it's pay what you can. We suggest $5 for adults and $2.50 for kids 12 and under, but it's also pay what you can. So if you can pay more, great. If you can't afford to pay, that's fine too. I do want to add for the It's a Wonderful Life, we are asking people to bring donations for these groups. We have printed their wish lists on the website. And there are things that you may take for granted in your own home that other people need, like, you know, peanut butter and snacks for kids and Kleenex, deodorant, things like that. If you go to the events page and scroll all the way down to the It's a Wonderful Life screening information, there are wish lists for the Emily Murphy Center, the Shelter Link for Youth, and Stratford House of Blessings Food Bank. All three are being supported by the screening, and we hope you'll come out and support them too.
Absolutely. Some great partnerships there. Megan Smith-Harris with Stratford Film Festival. Megan, if we don't get a chance to chat again, I wish you and yours a very happy holidays.
Oh, and right back at you. Thank you for having me in.